In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey everybody, this is Neo Gentrix. It's nice to be back, guys, after a long break. School's been taken over, you know, having tests, having paperwork, having stuff, having life issues, things go on. You know, it makes things difficult, it makes things rough. I mean, you can't go through life and expect everything to be easy, no. And the whole point of this channel, Food for Thought, and I am still your host, Neo Gentrix, is that, you know, you have to be able to handle what life is throwing at you. You have to be able to deal with all the roughs of life, whether good or bad, relationships otherwise. I mean, think about it for a minute. If everything that we do and say isn't being recorded or taken into account by something or someone, then what's the point of doing it, you know? And everyone always thinks that there's no repercussions to their actions. Consider this, you know? If all we do is act without thinking, then what makes us any better than the person next to us? Are we better than the other person next to us? Or better yet, do we have the right to judge the person next to us when we're not doing any better than they are? You know? I want you to think about that for a second.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You are listening to the soulful sounds of Neo Gentrix, ladies and gentlemen. So hang in there, gather some knowledge, because knowledge is important, and it also is power. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior. Peace. I am out.
And we're back. The sad thing is, a lot of people don't stop to consider their actions and how it affects the people around them. Everybody's different. Everything about them and the way they carry themselves and how they do things is completely, you know, rudimentary and singular to that one specific person. It doesn't necessarily mean that the other person's wrong. It doesn't mean the other person's bad. It doesn't mean the other person's evil or, you know, terrible, idiotic, or stupid. It just means that, you know, you always have to consider the people around you. You know, check to make sure they're okay. Take care of them, you know. I'm not saying you should care about every single person that passes you by under the God-given sun. I'm saying, you know, consider what you're doing and how it affects the people around you. Even if it's people you've never seen. Even if it's not anyone at the current moment, you know. Like, say you work fast food, okay? If you know that the people who come in after you are going to be tired because of the type of shift, especially if you know who it is, and you know the amount of work they have to do, and your shift is short, you don't have to do a whole lot, you know, and you get to go home early, but the following shift has to do more regarding prep and setup and everything, isn't there anything you could do ahead of time that would reduce their workload a little bit, okay? They're there for half as much time as you. So why don't you do something about it to help them instead of just worrying about yourself? You know, most people, they go to work, they goof around, they have fun, they joke, but they don't do their jobs. And then the people who come in after them have to work 3 or 4 or 5 times harder as a result. You know, I'm not saying you can't have fun and enjoy your jobs. What I'm saying is, consider the other people you have to work with. You know, not everybody wants to go there and play. Not everyone wants to enjoy everyone. Not everyone wants to be your friend. Keep this in mind. I've found a lot of people that I've ended up having to work with, and, you know, I've experienced problems with them, issues with them. So I went and told the manager, but then that other person happens to be a manager, and instead of, you know, owning up to what they did and saying, oh, I'm sorry that you felt that way, you know, they turn around and say, I see how you are. You go around behind people's back. You tell other people stuff. You don't talk to them directly. You know, you don't try to confront the problem head on. You know, you don't make friends that way. And I'm standing there like, I never said I wanted to be friends with you. You know, last time I checked, this was a job. I get paid to be here. I get paid to work. I don't get paid to be your friend, okay? I don't mind helping you. I don't mind doing what you say if you're a manager. You know, I don't mind doing your job for you if you have to go take a piss, throw up, or some other third or fourth thing because something's wrong with you. I don't mind picking up the slack if you had asked because we're working and I get paid to do it regardless. I get paid the same no matter what. But the fact that, you know, you're however years older than me and you're a manager, but you still act like a 18 to 24 year old, that baffles me. It doesn't make sense. How can you be a person who's older than me, supposedly in a better position, a higher position, and act like the people you're supposed to be in charge of? Which brings me to another point, okay? Remember I said the whole point of this channel is to consider your actions and the way it affects the people around you. All the topics I cover, everything that I cover, yes, in a way, they all affect you because you have to make the personal change. But it also affects the people around you, their viewpoint of you, how they see you, and how they interact and or deal with you, okay? You want to keep that interaction as positive as possible. But how can you do that? You know, it's kind of hard to do something that, you know, it seems hard or backbreaking or nearly impossible because the other people just won't cooperate. Well, here's a little tidbit, like a little trick for you. If no one else is willing to cooperate, okay? No one wants to do the right thing. Everyone wants to go off and do their own thing. What do you do? Join in on them and make sure you're part of the group so that you have your ass saved? No. You don't do that. You do what you're supposed to do. Okay? Ensure whoever's in charge, the head person, sees that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're at least trying and putting in an effort. Continue to do so. If they ask you any questions, you answer honestly. You know, tell them what's going on, tell them how it makes you feel, and let it go. Okay? For a person who, like myself, is a non-empathetic type of person to start with, this is kind of hard to express how I feel because honestly, I just don't care. But I can't say that. I have to show some initiative. I have to care. Okay? Because that's what I get paid to do. But not everyone has the same issue I have. Okay? So there's that. In regards to that, you know, in regards to what I was saying before, just because you have a position, just because you're higher up above people, doesn't give you the right to boss them around, okay? Yes, you are in charge, but you're not the boss. There's always going to be someone over you. There's always going to be someone that you have to report to, and that person is the one in charge over you, okay? Consider how he would handle things. The same way he dealt with you and deals with other people, shouldn't you treat everyone under you the same way? Obviously, it's prosperous because people are still there. But if you continue to treat the people around you like trash and get all buddy-buddy with other people just to take other people down because you don't like them, that makes you no better than everyone else. It makes you no better than scum, okay? I've seen homeless people with more patience, more directness, more attitude, like in a positive way, that I do see from people who actually have a job, who actually have a home, a car, a way of life, family, children. And yet, the homeless people are more civilized. they appreciate what they have, even if it's not a lot of anything, because they don't have anything. They know what it's like to be on the bottom. They know what it's like to be rejected. They know what it's like not to have anything. Same thing goes for people who are bullied and other people who have to deal with racism and other issues of the same sort. You know? Understand the feelings of the people around you. If you can't do that, if you can't sympathize with them, if you can't understand, fine. That is totally fine. But it doesn't mean that you act like the people who are treating you wrong. You treat the people who treat you wrong better than you treat anyone else, because they tell you to, you're no better than them. You treat them the same as you would treat anyone else. Give them their respect, respect their position, even if you don't like them, because it could be a police officer, a judge, or what have you. You respect their position, even if you don't like them. Still do what you're told, even if you know it's wrong. And make note of it. Keep track of every little thing that you do. Well, that about wraps this up. Again, this has been Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. I know I haven't released a lot of podcasts in a while. I just figured I'd get some thoughts out there. Some stuff for people to consider. And in my next podcast, I'll be back with a new topic. I'll catch you guys later. Peace.